This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's not a stretch to say that 2016 has been, well, weird. In politics, pop culture, a lot of places. And Spotify, the streaming music service, decided to capitalize on that in its advertising campaign. With the tagline, "Thanks 2016, it's been weird." I regularly pass a sign on my commute that says, "Dear person who played Sorry 42 times on Valentine's Day, what did you do?" That comes from real listener data, and we reached out to the company's chief marketing officer, Seth Farbman, to talk about all this. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Okay, I need to read a couple of these billboards to you, and some of these I have actually seen on my commute. Dear person who made a playlist called, and I'm quoting, "One Night Stand with Jeb Bush Like He's a Bond Girl in a European Casino, We Have So Many Questions." I have a lot of questions. But from a corporate standpoint, that's real? That's somebody did that?
That's real. That's the secret to it. We aren't telling stories about Spotify. We're letting these great music fans tell stories about what music means to them. And someone created a playlist about just that topic.
What this gets at, though, is a degree of comfort with the data that you all are gathering on users. And you've been quite aggressive about this. You know, you have this whole targeting ad philosophy that you actually give to advertisers that says, you know, we can send your ads to someone who is listening late at night. Do you have a degree of, I guess I would say, acceptance among your users that, like, they're cool with that?
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, we follow all the most strict data and privacy guidelines. The truth is, if you're using data to help the music fan, to help the customer, that's a very fair exchange. If you're using data to give them information, even about another product, that's a value to them. But you cannot break that trust. Always have to have empathy and caring for the customer. And so
we've
done that.
Well, it's also for the good of the advertiser, obviously.
Absolutely, because advertisers should demand that their messages, their offers, are only going to people who have interest in them.
Spotify is in a very crowded landscape. You've got Apple Music, Google, iTunes. What is the thing that sets you apart? Is it this tailored use of data?
I think it's one of the things, but the data is simply an aggregation of a very large, very diverse, very engaged community of music fans. So what really sets us apart is this massive global audience that we, because of the way that they listen to music, we are able to learn more about them.
From a marketing standpoint, doing this kind of cheeky, fun ad campaign at the end of 2016 seems like it would be an awfully charming thing to do leading into a year when the company might go public. Anything to say about that?
Well, even if you're not considering that, I think it's a lovely and charming thing to do. I mean, look, this is music. This is supposed to be fun. And absolutely, we want to reinforce that we represent the best community of music fans anywhere. And however that relates to a business model can only be a good thing.
That sounds like a hint that you actually are going to do this in 2017.
There are hints everywhere. We'll just have to see.
Seth Farbman, Chief Marketing Officer at Spotify, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for yours.